Hi, I'm back. It's been a while, my lovely listeners, but I'm full steam ahead for another inspiring and uplifting 10 episodes of season 3. I've been a bit quiet on here as I've been working on some great material for you to enjoy listening to, as always. I hope you will find some comfort and light bulb moments with each episode, as that is always my intention for you. In this season, you will hear from guest experts in the field of holistic and well-being, where they will share takeaway tidbits for you to try out and hopefully share with us on my platform for like-minded people over on Instagram. My tag name is at Nicola Paul, P-A-U-L-L. All of my contact details are in the show notes of whichever directory you are listening on today. There will also be solo episodes from me on how to work through any emotional blocks you might be having, guided meditation tips and advice, and many more grounding and vibrational energy episodes, which, of course, I hope that you love listening to. And if you want to share your experiences on how they have benefited you, my main platform at the minute is Instagram. So, also some co-host episodes with some incredible entrepreneurs who I've been blessed to collab with. It's going to be a jam-packed, wholesome goodness for my friends, and I'm so grateful to have you come on my journey. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Let's head on over to this week's episode, Love and Light. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode. I'm your host, Nicola, and in today's episode, I'm feeling very honoured to invite onto my show an Instagram influencer. She is also the founder of Arabelle O. She'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure, in a moment.
Ambriello.
Ambriello, there you go. See, that's the first thing. And just before we go any further, listeners, I did say to this beautiful soul I'm going to introduce through here in a minute is some of her actual bio about her section, that there are some words that I, because I'm slightly dyslexic for those of you who don't know, so there are some of the words that I'm actually not going to be able to pronounce, but once we start talking, Al will go through them. So as I continue, she is a white British non-binary astrologer and a survivor of sex working. She has been a student of the stars for 6+ years and has now opened up a professional practice. Her approach is intersectional and trauma-informed. Her readings are gender-neutral. Her aim is to help people better understand and integrate the elements of their chart, which she believes can serve as a powerful tool for self-development and healing. So without further ado, let's introduce Al to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm sorry if I hashed it up a little bit.
It's
but for me, it's all about giving that big intro to worthy people. And you are certainly one of them. I've got to say, you have only recently come into my life, as in on a personal connection thing with doing some work together. But prior to that, for me, I have been following you on social media for a while, actually. But I feel today, for this episode especially, it would be great for our listeners to actually get to know the face behind Arabelle O. Is that right?
It's Ambriel
O. So the face behind that is Al. So Al, just talk a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am 24 years old and I live with my lovely dog Juno. And outside of astrology, I'm a sex worker and I do modelling. And I'm also a musician, I play guitar, I sing, I write, I do lots of things.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even know any of those last bits about you at all. So is this a hobby then, the music side of things? Or?
Yeah, the music's just a hobby in the sense that it's not used as like a form of income. It's just something I do At home, when I feel like it, yeah.
And I suppose in that sense as well of music, it sort of opens up your creative mind as well, doesn't it? You know, it sort of flows an energy that sometimes we can feel a little bit stuck in. Do you agree? Or
absolutely, yeah. It's I've been writing and singing and playing for about 12 years now, and it's what has enabled me to tap into feelings, well, difficult feelings, essentially. A lot of my songs are centered around processing pain, and without this outlet, I wonder how my life would look, or how my emotional literacy would look. It's really, really helped me.
That's sort of like a bit of a therapy version then, isn't it? You know, I mean, I would love to go back to the beginning, really, Al, to where, you know, what made you decide that astrology was going to be one of your paths?
So I remember the moment in which I realized that, yeah, astrology was a path I wanted to go down. That's a really good way of describing it. I was about 18 and I heard this term of a moon sign, and I was like, what is that? Didn't know that there was more than just your star sign, aka your sun sign. And so I looked into it and I saw that I was a Scorpio moon, and I was reading into this and I just felt validated. And this is what set me on the path of astrology, and it was applying this information to people that I knew and seeing that I was able to understand them better. And yeah, just since then it's snowballed and just been a fantastic journey.
Do you know what? I can resonate with you on that level of, you feel that light bulb moment is ignited internally to the point where you think, how have I not lived without this? Because it completely changes you, not just internally, but also around other people as well. Like you said, you know, then you connect, it sort of shows you a new path of the old parts of you that maybe weren't sitting right or feeling right, to now having this new energy feeling of astrology that's come into your life that has helped you map ways through that, you know, now you've got all this knowledge and information as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a language to me, and it's a way for me to apply language to feelings, experiences, emotions, behaviors that I really struggled to perceive before. It's just, yeah, opened up so much of my emotional awareness around myself and others.
So what were you like, if you want to share that with us, that would be great, but what was your way of your outlook on life prior to this? Who were you?
Gosh, yeah, what a question. I've definitely been on a huge journey. In some ways I really don't resonate with the person I once was, because I've changed so much. But in other ways, I really do resonate, because I understand why I was the way I was. But this way that I'm speaking of was very much in the shadow, acting out of like a triggered state a lot of the time, projecting a lot onto others. I had very, very anxious attachment styles. Yeah, very, very shadowy qualities. And I think of myself as I was asleep, you know, I hadn't yet woken up.
Love that.
Yeah. And so the past few years have definitely been an opening, an awakening.
Love that. That is just, I can connect with you as well on that, because prior to when I was in my dark, I call them darker days, but actually they were my learning days.
Yeah.
And I felt asleep. Very similar to what you're just describing with you as well. It was very much I wasn't living my life's sole purpose. You know, like a little, like part of me was empty,
Yeah.
Did you feel, is that how you felt? Like, just trying to explain it to the listeners, because some of the listeners that are listening today might be, you know, in between the dark from the light type of journey right at this moment for them, and for us to then explain our versions of it, or you to explain your version of it more so, will really, it will help them, you know, and maybe hopefully they can take some takeaways from that.
Yeah, so I definitely explain, one of the ways I explain it, like you said, is being asleep. And I think that that comes from survival. It's a survival technique, right? Because many of us are born and raised in a world and an environment that doesn't support us, doesn't see us at all. And the us that I'm talking about is that soul part of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we're asleep because nothing's ignited us. And then, yeah, it's just along that journey, you find things that align with you, and it starts to awaken some things, and you can feel yourself shifting. And yeah, it's definitely a process. And to speak to those people that you mentioned that might be in that in-between phase, right? Mm. I think that's one of the most difficult phases, because it's like you're aware that you don't agree so much with your own behaviors anymore, but you're not quite at the place where you're able to affect change. And it can be for me, it was a period of a lot of like shame, of like, why can't I enact the things that I know I want to enact? Mm-hmm. And so I just invite people to practice a lot of patience and empathy with themselves when they're going through that phase, because that's so critical for you to get into that next phase of life that you can feel yourself transitioning into. So vital to just be patient and kind to yourself whilst you're going through that phase.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I feel it's a very fragile stage as well, isn't it? Because you know, you're starting to accept parts of your old you are just not resonating and moving forward as quick as your new you is starting to. And so then you get in this moment in your mind where you think, I don't want to leave the old bits because I'm familiar with that. However, I know that if I just take a leap of faith, or however you want to word it, who knows, you know, something really great is going to come from it anyway, because it can't get any worse than what it is, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, when it comes to parts of you, again, we're still back in the old parts of you. So what other aspects were there that you sort of looked at and thought, do you know what, I need to change that as well in myself? So, okay, the astrology bit, that was the route you went down for that side of it. But what other aspects of your life did you decide, do you know what, I'm not putting up with this anymore, I need to change certain things?
So straight away, I'm thinking about relationships. I've always, a lot of my life has always centered around how I relate to people. And when I started waking up to these parts of myself, I realized that I wasn't showing up authentically in my relationships, and I wasn't honoring myself. And this was leading me to choose partners that were really, you know, kind of enabling the parts of myself that I was working to release, you know. And yeah, it was just this huge journey, still is a huge journey, of waking up to how I show up in relationships and how much I was acting out of, like I said, that triggered state, how much I was projecting, and really understanding that my experiences in childhood and how I was related to by the adults that raised me. And how that was really being played out just over and over again in this very toxic cycle in my relationships. So that alongside with the self-work, like these have been two huge things in my life over the past few years.
That's really, it's great, isn't it? When it gels together as well. And it, mm-hmm. you just then know that it's, you're on the right path. You do it, yeah. it's right. You know, it feels right as well. And it's interesting you talk about relationships, not just in a relationship with somebody else, but also friendships, relationships, work relationships, whatever. Let's be honest, that's most of the majority of our whole lives, right? You know, we're always around somebody, aren't we? You know, so that's a massive part of your personal. It makes a personal impact on your everyday life, and you know, you need to figure that out as well. And that in itself is huge. Do you feel that that's still? Yeah. Like you said, it's an ongoing thing for you, right?
Yeah, it is huge because you know. My opinion is if you want to work on your relationships, you need to work on yourself first and foremost. And why, like, the reason I think the relationship stuff can feel so huge is because you can only be accountable for yourself. You can't control the outcome of how the other person's going to show up. And so it's, it's this feeling of like, I'm not in control here. I have to be open and vulnerable. And it's so, yeah, getting comfy with those feelings, that's been a real process.
Yeah. And I just want to say, actually, to the listeners that I want them to know how we first met. So, yeah, tell them, how did we meet?
So my lovely friend, Sophia, who...
Whoop, shout out to Show.
Who you know through your daughter and you've also done some services for. Yeah. Joph is my bestie and she put Nicola onto my services, my astrology services, and then we connected through Instagram and we had a reading only a few weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life-changing. Actually, to be honest with you, I just want to let the listeners know because... me and you have talked about this prior to today's chat, that moving forward in episodes like later on, it would be great actually if we could do some episodes on your work, like astrology itself, you know. Yeah. And I'm not saying it'll be more about just a general chit chat thing, but it'll be great. I feel like it really needs to get out there to more people because I've heard about it, I've done some research on it, but I never really it didn't resonate with me on a deeper level until I actually had a reading with you.
Yeah.
I just want to say firstly, you're amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
At doing the work in it, because you're so educated, you have so much knowledge within that field. You have also life experiences from it, which again is another thing that resonates with me. And I'm sure it will other people that if you personally have been through a lot of what you've just spoke about just then mm-hmm. prior, and it's all connected with the work you do, I feel people, they build more of a trust with that professional because they've Definitely. Been there themselves.
Yeah.
So but in later episodes we will be, if you're still okay with that, right?
Oh god, I'd love to.
It's just me just saying yeah we'll talk about it. Obviously I'm not going to give all your paid product services away for free online on our chat. However, I do feel that even my work as well, I give so many tips and takeaway bits in my shows for the listeners. That, do you know what? At the end of the day, yes, we offer a service, we have a business, but also we are here to share our gift and information with anybody, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is such a gift. And I'm so passionate about teaching people about astrology so that they can learn their own, like kind of making my own job redundant, because I really want to share this Exactly. skill with people and so that they can do it for themselves, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely, totally up for sharing whatever.
That's just amazing. Thank you so much. So I just want to now, because obviously we're still talking about Elle in this episode, I want to hear some fun things about Elle, right? So in your downtime, you've told me what you do. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So just Nate, just give us one fun fact thing about Elle. Just one thing.
I'm non-monogamous.
Okay. Right. Listen. Now, I remember when we had my reading and loads of stuff got brought up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But one of the things we did just very briefly go through was the generational mindsets, right, of mm-hmm. certain things that are happening in even this lifetime now with people of certain ages and things you can say and can't say and things that are new and that weren't and everything else. So for the listeners that don't know what that means, can you please explain it?
Yes, absolutely. So you might see some people calling it ethical non-monogamy or consensual non-monogamy. And under that umbrella falls polyamory, open relationships, etc. And it's essentially, I don't align with monogamous relationships. I'm not happy in monogamous relationships. Monogamous being you just have one partner. And I specifically lean more towards relationship anarchy, which is the belief that all relationships are of equal footing. So a friendship is just as important as a romantic relationship. And it's the belief that relationships exist on a spectrum and they can fluctuate. So you could be dating someone, sleeping with them, romantically involved with them, and then the romance could drop away and you could just be friends and then go back again. But it's the freedom to flow and fluctuate.
Sure.
And it's very much aligned with the removal of labels. Mm-hmm. I'm an Aquarius, so I'm very...
I'm hearing all about this label removal, trust me.
Yeah.
Over time, yeah. It's a lot more highlighted now, I feel, mm-hmm. anyway. It's becoming the norm. And I shouldn't say that word, because, again, that's another word that you have to be careful with, because mm-hmm. what is normal, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
See? My daughter always corrects me if I'm wrong when I say something.
Love that.
She's like, Mum, you can't say that now. And I'm like, why can't you? So I'm really interested in it. I love all this new information, even like what you're saying today mm-hmm. and what other people talk about online, especially your generation as well. Is it fair for me to say it that way? It's more your generation, I feel, that are really transforming
mm-hmm.
the way that, you know, some people's, and I, you know, and I speak my mind a lot of the time, and whether it gets me into trouble or not, to be honest with you, I don't really care, right? Because freedom of speech, right? Anyone can say what they want. However, I'm very aware that I will only say things that I won't offend anyone. I will make sure what I say is of a neutral type of, you know, it can open up a conversation or not.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned since I've been online is there is this new movement, right? Mm-hmm. And I love to call that word movement, because it's completely changing the face of old school pattern mindset people.
Absolutely.
Because, do you know what? Watch out for your generation, because you are unstoppable. Literally, it's I love it. I love it.
Yeah. No, thank you for sharing. Yeah, thank you for sharing your view on that as well. And I'm now thinking of the astrological signatures that make my generation, you know, wanting to break down boundaries and structures. And again, it's this, you know, all of us, we're existing in, many, many people argue we exist now in the age of Aquarius. And mm-hmm. This is the age where we are questioning norms and traditions. We are breaking outside of the box. We are being innovative and trying new things. And yeah, it's very much a, I notice this in many people around my age of, you know, tradition and rules and things that have been done many, many times before. If they don't work for us, then we don't have to honor them. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? And that, I think, feel like that's a very new attitude to happen on a widespread scale, at least.
A movement. It's a complete, it's flip it upside down, you know. It's like, right, that old way wasn't working, so we're going to do it this way now. And it's and people are listening as well, you know, which for me is just like, oh my god, it just blows your mind, right?
Yeah absolutely. And we have, you know, again, aligned with Aquarius energy as technology, and we have technology and social media now, so we can all share our views. Whereas say 50 years ago, you could have this, what could seem like a radical outlook, but you'd find it very hard to find others who shared that. Whereas now you can hop online and you can find millions of other people that are sharing your beliefs, and it's just empowering.
I mean, the internet has got its greatness, but also, you know, obviously that it swings and roundabouts. It's got its dark and its light, but yeah, but anyway, time flies when you're having fun. And I say this to all my guests, it's literally like, boof, gone. So what I'm going to do is we're going to leave it there for today.
Yeah.
We will be back. And just before we go, though, could you please say goodbye to our listeners, Al?
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure sharing this space with you.
Oh, isn't she just so cute and lovely? I love her. Right. So for today, that's it. And we will be back on. I will be back on next week for another episode. But for now, if you've got any, I'm going to leave all of Al's contact details in the show notes of whichever directory platform you're listening to this on today. But for now, lovely listeners, love and light.